Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, the Early Break. Fun show so far. You got the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always watch and comment on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can always call or text us also at 402-464-5685. I sometimes just feel like an idiot on Twitter. You know that. I mean, just before, after the end of the last segment, I went on Twitter and I made a poll. I didn't tag you in it because I didn't want people to be influenced by it either way. Okay. You said that in the last segment that you oftentimes, when you eat lasagna, it's in a bowl with a spoon.
I didn't say often with a spoon, but yeah, I would eat it with a spoon.
And so I put out a poll. I'll tell you why I feel like an idiot. I said, is eating lasagna in a bowl with a spoon weird? Okay.
Okay.
And I gave two choices.
Okay.
One I put yes. The other one I put N. I didn't type no. I forgot the O. Well, so my poll says yes or N. I'm not revising it. People understand what it says, but it looks like a complete moron.
What are the people?
As of the early responses, it's pretty tight.
Is it?
52% say yes, it's weird. 47% say no, it's
See,
not
then
weird.
It's not weird.
So it seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
If it's 50-50, it's fine. It's respectable.
Okay.
But I feel like the no or the yes crowd will come in strong here soon.
I don't know. I mean,
listen,
maybe.
I've never seen anybody eat lasagna in a bowl with a spoon.
Okay, now hold on. I mean, there's one important distinction to make, first of all. I've never seen anybody eat lasagna in a bowl is number one. Not acceptable. Of course you've seen people eat lasagna.
Oh, is that right? Have I?
I've been to restaurants where it's served in a bowl.
Have you seen everything my eyes have seen?
No, I mean,
I don't think so.
Now, if I go
to Olive Garden and say, hey, is it common for people to eat lasagna in a bowl? And they say yes, then I'll take the L here.
Now, the spoon thing is just, it's just whatever I grab. I mean, I'm not now. One of the many things, as you have a more handle on this than most people, that Trixie has issues with me on. There's a lot, and they're all valid. But I don't sit down to eat, and I just grab whatever's there. I mean,
if
there's a spoon, and there's a steak, I mean, my my my. I might use it. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I don't take time to sit down and eat, and it drives her crazy. So I just kind of do whatever's there. Okay, this is bad. But this is what we do. We are very transparent.
All the time.
I think a lot of guys can associate with some of the stuff that we say, more guys than women. Trixie made a great dessert, which is it's Jell-O, it's whipped cream, and it's on a graham cracker crust.
Okay, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and I'm yet to actually take a slice of it and put it on a plate. The way I eat it when Trixie's not around or nobody's around, yeah, I just go into the tray with
a fork
and just take shots of it. It drives her crazy. She caught me. Because it was falling.
Do you think that surprises me? You're the same guy that when there's donuts delivered, you take a bite of it, and I go to my office and I find it sitting on my desk afterwards. You have no idea, listeners, how many times that somebody will bring in, whether it's Derek Bombeck or it's Chris or somebody will bring, or Dave will bring in donuts, and we appreciate it every time. Mm-hmm. And you'll get a Long John or something else, and sometimes you eat all of it. But other times, I see you bring it into this studio, you eat part of it, and then I don't see it. I assume you finished it or threw it away, and then I get to my desk in the sales office, and what's this donut either on my desk or in my trash can?
I know that's bad.
You're the same person that
eats
part of a cookie and then just walks away.
You've noticed that,
so I'm not surprised to hear you dive into the tray with your fork or your hands and walks away. Not surprised at all.
Bad habits. Animalistic.
Very animalistic there.
Okay, let's talk sports.
Yeah, I want to give you this number. Okay, I don't know if you did you see this yet. Have you seen the spread on tonight's Nebraska-Purdue game?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good.
Oh, God.
This number is as of last night.
Okay. So it's high. You're telling me it's high.
No, I'll just say this. The game's at 5 o'clock tonight, right?
Is it? Okay.
Make sure it's right.
I'll confirm that.
It's in West Lafayette, Nebraska at Purdue.
Okay.
I'll confirm the time. I just want you to guess what the actual spread is.
Well, since you're saying...
I just want you to guess.
Since you're raising it, it must be high.
Just guessing.
It must be inordinately high.
The game is... 5:30 tonight. 5:30 tonight.
Okay, 5:30.
On BTN.
Strange.
Sorry, FS1. I guess more. FS1, 5:30 tonight.
Okay. It must be high. I'll say 18.5.
The spread is 20. Oh. Nebraska is a 20-point underdog in a basketball game tonight.
I'm not. I wouldn't. I don't think
they have not played well historically at Mackey Arena.
I'll take Nebraska to cover and lose.
I'm not.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You think Purdue will win by more than 20?
It's a good team, and this team is struggling.
It's hard to win by more than 20. No way.
I just saw this exact basketball team 6 days ago. Play at Piscataway and lose by 28 points with a team that is not a good offense.
Team that came back and lost to Penn State 66-49, Rutgers. That was alarming to me. Now, that can happen in basketball, though. It happens. You got to acknowledge that. The games can look much different from...
Rutgers is not a good offense. Harrison says it's going to be a clowning.
I think because that's such a popular sentiment that it won't be. If they come within 20, though, it'll be kind of a victory.
Nebraska has had success against Purdue in the Big Ten, but in Lincoln, they have beat them several times with Tim Miles. Fred Hoiberg beat Purdue in Lincoln, but when they go on the road, they don't usually play well at Mackey. They hang around for a while, and then they get. You know, this might be a competitive game in the first half.
Yeah, it'll be competitive.
And then the second half, they'll probably get exposed and lose by almost 20. I can see those who take Nebraska to not cover 20 being nervous in the first half. Mm-hmm. And then as the game goes on, they cover probably. Mm. And win by 20
plus.
It's
a big number. You seldom see that number.
You don't see it that high very often.
And it's because of Edie and Williams and
Jay it's because Nebraska's 0-6.
Yeah, but no, and Purdue's got a lot of firepower. It's not a good matchup.
No. Purdue is rarely a good matchup for Nebraska. They always have 7'2" guys. Mm-hmm. Every year, they got a 7'2" guy.
Well, and they have Williams inside now.
Travion
Williams, who you know what? There's a couple games ago he didn't start, but came off the bench
and played really well.
That's
kind of weird.
Yeah, they use him a little strangely.
They do.
But
he should transfer here.
Mm-hmm. What?
He should transfer here. He'd start here. You know, there's no bench time there. He's starting here.
Yeah, Williams would look good at Nebraska. Travion Williams would look really good at Nebraska. Wow.
So
I mean, think about that.
Oh well, he'd look good. A lot of places.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about Travion Williams and Derek Walker together in the same front court. Hello.
Be nice.
Hello.
So okay, that Nebraska again is a 20-point underdog tonight at West Lafayette, Purdue, 5:30. PM tip FS1.
Now I'm going to go to Big Red Keno and watch that game with Alex. I'm glad you got the time right.
5:30.
Will there be a lot of people there watching it?
At Big Red Keno?
Yeah.
Is there other games going on at all tonight?
I mean, will people concentrate? Will Husker fans flood into local places and watch this game?
I think you'll have your diehards there.
Yeah.
And then people that just forget it's happening. You know, 5:30 on a Friday, that's just going out time.
I asked this question knowing it won't because we did it sort of for the Illinois game the other night. We went to Big Red Keno the night Nebraska played Illinois. And I kind of wanted to go just to see if that was occurring.
I just want you to know that.
Hold on. Okay. Go ahead. So what happened was we were watching Penn State Rutgers. I had a BLT and a red beer, and it was heaven. I mean, it's just heaven. And I ate two of Alex's chicken strips, and they're really good.
Good.
But I wanted to see if people would – okay, so we stayed for Penn State Rutgers. That led into the Nebraska game against Illinois. And I wanted to see if people would stream in there, you know, at least a few fans. And you know what? It's just like you said. It looked like a few diehards came in. Some dudes came in with their, you know, red end cap or sporting the colors. But not, I would say six. I would say six came in, seven, eight, well, maybe eight.
I'll say this. The restaurant that you're going to at 5:30 will be packed.
Big Red Keno?
But it won't be because of the game.
Why won't it be packed?
It's a Friday night. People are going out to eat. 5:30, that's right in the eating time.
Right, eating time.
Sure.
So, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. But so don't get overhyped and say, wow, people are really excited about this Nebraska game. No, they're just eating out on a Friday night.
Okay.
They might be watching the game because it's on TV, but...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we're trying to get. I mean, all I'm doing is gauging interest a little bit. Now I had a one of my, what do you call your Twitter followers? A Twitter follower. One of my Twitter followers,
yes,
tweeted in that when we were talking the other day about the crowd. It was hard to tell what the crowd at PBA was against Illinois watching on TV because they don't really show the stands very much. He said it was about. He said 7,000. 7,000 people.
Yikes.
Yeah, now
yikes.
That's low. That's going to get your AD's attention. That will get your AD's attention. All right? And when I do this thing, I got to tell you something, Jake. And it was pointed out to me by another radio show host yesterday. When I do this thing about how we give Fred Hoiberg so much rope, the fans, not all fans, obviously, media, not all media, obviously. I'll tell you. the AD is here to win. Trev Alberts is not cut out to let a guy founder around for too long. I mean, that I told you what his message was yesterday. We don't have to go through it. But, yeah, here's the thing. That AD, that sitting AD, isn't going to sit back long and watch a team that Nebraska fans aren't proud of. He's not. He's not, Jake.
7,000 people in attendance would tell you a lot. If that was actually what the attendance was.
He wants a team that reflects our culture, that always works hard, that doesn't quit, that is sound fundamentally. He wants teams over there to reflect our culture. And he said, quite frankly, the Nebraska men's basketball team doesn't always do that. That's not Sipple talking. That's Trev Alberts talking on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah, I mean, they better dig in. I mean, they better not go to Purdue and throw up their hands late in that game. They better keep competing. I mean, there's an AD watching. There's an AD watching this stuff close right now. You might not be watching it closely, but Trev Alberts is watching it closely. And I'm watching it closely. I'll watch closely. I mean, one reason is I want to see Purdue. You know, I want to see what that looks like. I saw him early in the year against Indiana State, and I was blown off my couch.
Purdue is the seventh ranked team in the country, 13-2 overall, 2-2 in conference
right.
play.
I saw him early, and I said, that team, that looks like a Final Four team to me. And now they've lost a couple games.
Yep, 13-2.
Yeah, but they're a bona fide top 10. And are they four right now? They're four or
seventh.
Seventh. Seventh. That's a little low.
Seventh.
See, you saw, though, my expertise. when Nebraska played Auburn, what was Auburn ranked? Like 18th or something? 17th? I said, that's a top 10 team. Auburn shot into the top 10.
They're really good, and Nebraska's not.
Yeah. And Purdue, Purdue, well, I'll tell you this. I'll take Auburn over Purdue. Auburn's deeper, more depth of talent than Purdue.
Do you like Bruce Pearl more than Matt Painter as a coach?
Ah, tough.
Is there an advantage there to either side?
I mean, Pearl really lets his guy. Pearl's like Fred. He gives his guys a long leash. I mean, those guys are taking some strange shots. They are.
They're winning games.
Yeah, they win. And they got Jabari Smith, too. And another 7-footer. I mean, I don't know what Jabari is, but they have a 7-footer who's really good. But those guards and wings, long leash. I mean, they're throwing up long threes. So Painters, they play a little different.
Yeah.
But you know, Jaden Ivey, you know who I'm talking about?
Jaden Ivey. Yeah.
Lottery pick. I think he's a lottery
pick. They got some players.
Yeah.
Last night in the Big Ten, by the way, Wisconsin at home beat Ohio State 78-68. Wisconsin's 14-2.
Yeah.
And they're 5-1 in conference.
Great,
play.
Great.
They're ranked 13th.
Yeah. Better than most people thought. Ohio State's spinning a little bit. Tailspin a little bit.
Yeah. Ohio State's 16th ranked team. They're 10-4, 4-2 in conference
yeah.
play.
Yeah. They're not. They're in a little lull.
They nearly lost to Nebraska.
Yeah. They're in a little lull. I think that COVID pause hurt them, got them out of rhythm. And you saw it in Lincoln. They didn't look that formidable. Then they went and lost to Indiana. You know that. Now they went and lost to Wisconsin.
Yep.
Now the Big Ten's getting them a little bit. They're in a little bit of a lull.
Speaking of Indiana, they played Iowa last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and Iowa won 83-74, led by Chris Murray. Not Keegan. Chris Murray, 29 points, 11 boards for Iowa.
Now Indiana comes to town.
They're 3-3 in conference play, 12-4 overall. Yeah. They'll play Nebraska on Monday, I believe, right?
Right. And I am tempted.
Oh, no, don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it because I've made a fool of myself.
Monday at 5 p.m. in Lincoln.
Right. I've made a fool of myself with that Rutgers prediction. I'm not going to do it again. I don't know what to say about Nebraska right now. Indiana's pretty good. I'm surprised by that result. I'm surprised that Indiana lost to Iowa.
Iowa, I know they were supposed to be like a bottom team in the conference here because they lost Wieskamp, they lost Garza, of course. But Fran McCaffrey, I don't like complimenting him because I think he's a weird and crazy, but he's a good coach. They lose those guys, and you see You know, this is off the bench. Chris Murray had 29 points. He's not a starter.
No.
Keegan Murray, the star there.
He's a star.
He only had 12 points last night.
Is that right?
Chris has 29 off the bench.
Yeah. They still have a couple McCaffreys on that team.
They do.
They
got Patrick, who had 5 points, and then Connor. Is that the
Connor,
other one?
Yeah. Connor's been playing.
Well, Connor didn't start, though.
Connor's like 25 years
Connor
old.
Connor is on the bench. He had 5 points. Patrick starting. He had 5 points.
That's a good win for Iowa. I'm surprised Indiana lost that, though.
It's a home game. You know, Nebraska almost beat Illinois at home, and they almost beat Ohio State at home.
That's a good point. It's tough to win on the road.
And they're 0-6 in conference play. Right. It's very hard to win on the road, as established there. But, again, Nebraska tonight, 5:30 p.m., they play Purdue as a 20-point dog. 20-0.
Do you want to touch on this Director's Cup thing real
quick? Yes. By the way, quickly, though, I didn't mention this. The women's basketball team lost last night to Indiana, the sixth-ranked Indiana, 72-65 on the road.
Got down big in the second half and made a comeback, cut it to three late. Almost got over the hump. But, again, tough to do against a sixth-ranked team on the road.
Yep. They'll play Iowa again Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
On the road, 5 o'clock on BTN.
Okay. Good job. Well, I
want to get to this because I know people say they don't care about the Director's Cup, especially when you're not winning. Oh, we don't care about that. Who cares? But it's telling of where you stand overall with your athletic programs. Nebraska SIP, after the fall sports season, is 13th out of 14 in the Big Ten Conference with their athletics in the Director's Cup. And 75th in the nation.
Right.
And that's even with the volleyball team making it all the way to the national title.
So, yeah, that's not where you want to be and all that.
No.
The Director's Cup started in the 90s. as Sam points out in his Omaha World Herald article, Nebraska used to rack up points in the fall, obviously, because of football, volleyball, and also women's soccer. Of course, volleyball is carrying the weight there now. Nebraska does a lot of its Director's Cup scoring in the winter with wrestling and men's and women's gymnastics and bowling, which won all the marbles in 2021. Now, okay, before I go too deep into this, I got to admit, I'm of that mindset of if the football team is really rolling, what else?
The
matters?
Rest of it all is just...
Does it matter
unfortunate,
to you that much?
But not as...
Well, does it matter to you that much if the football team is winning at a super high level? You feel good about the whole athletic department. That's kind of the way this works.
But then you get greedy and want more, though. You know how this goes.
Yeah, but that's kind of...
You feel better, but you get greedy still.
I have never been a fan of that narrative, but it's on target. I've never been a fan of it. I've had guys tell me that for years. Sipple, come on, if football's winning, the rest of it, not that it doesn't matter, but it... There's not as much pressure on those other coaches if the football team's winning at a high level. True.
But that's where you're at, though. I mean, they're not winning. They're 3-9. They went 3-9.
Yeah, Nebraska's not where it wants to be in the Director's Cup. I'm not big on...
I know you hate the Director's Cup.
I don't hate... Jake, don't say that. I don't hate it.
You don't like it.
I just don't think it's all that important. I don't think it's all that important.
It shows where you are, though.
Compared to everybody
else. You might not like it or think it's important, but... at least tells you where you are compared to others. And right now, Nebraska is what Rutgers has been.
I know.
Like, we never thought this could happen, and it's happening.
You know, Nebraska was 35th last year in the Director's Cup. It's relevant in part because the AD, Trev Alberts, there's a bonus structure in his contract that if they're in the top 30 in the Director's Cup, that bonus structure kicks in. That was the same with Moose. Moose never got into the top 30. Nebraska never got into the top 30 when Moose was the AD. 35th last year. So that's not a disaster by any stretch of the imagination.
75th is, though.
Not good. Not where you want to be.
13th at 14th.
But that's just after the fall. I mean, there's still other sports to be played.
Yep. And hopefully baseball has another good year. And softball is good.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think it's okay to bring up to kind of – put in perspective where your athletic department stands compared to your peers, but I don't get too wound up about it. I know where these programs are, most of them.
It's just, right?
I didn't know diving was really good.
Well, that's good. See, there you go.
Yeah, last year, the surprisingly good season from the Husker divers helped push that director's
cup. I wonder what their attendance is.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I should go to a diving meet sometime.
Yeah.
Swimming and diving.
I think it'd be sort of fascinating to watch.
We should do that.
Those are high-level athletes.
Maybe we'll commit to that sometime, yeah. Going to watch swimming and diving.
Okay.
They deserve it.
We could set up and do a show from the pool. That'd
be cool. You could hear all the splash sounds. Yeah. That'd be cool.
We could judge the dives and
see how close we are compared. Oh, that's a 10. That's give it like a 6, man. What are you talking about? There's a huge splash there. I'm going to convince Sip to watch the NFL this weekend. Up next, an early break in the ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.